And this news update is being brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust. Community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at this hour's news. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris's courtroom became the scene of a curious legal vanishing act as the defendant, Howard Melvin Stolter, failed to appear for his own plea and sentencing. This wasn't just a missed appointment, it was a disappearing act that torpedoed a surprisingly lenient offer from the prosecutors. Prosecuting Chief Assistant David Wallace had put a deal on the table. The people would not oppose a sentence of time served, plus fines and costs. Defense attorney Dallas Rooney confirmed Stolter had previously agreed to this path to resolution. Yet when the 10:30 a.m. hearing began, Stolter was nowhere to be found. Not on Zoom, not in the hallway, and certainly not in the courtroom. By 10:59 a.m., with no signs of the defendant, Judge Ferris issued a bench warrant. This marked Stolter's third such warrant. He already had two outstanding for missing a circuit court date and another for failing to appear in a Tuscola County matter. What was once a potential walkaway with time served has now escalated into a multi-jurisdictional manhunt for a man who seems determined to avoid his day in court. The question remains, where in the world is Howard Melvin Stolter? In Huron County Circuit Court, a legal drama unfolds around Judy Marie Whiteside, whose mental competency is now at the heart of a judicial standoff. Acting District Judge Gerald Pruhl is navigating a complex situation where two psychological assessments, one from the State Center for Forensic Psychiatry and another independent evaluation, have delivered conflicting opinions on Whiteside's fitness to stand trial. This clash of expert views has triggered the need for a formal competency hearing. While the court has met its statutory 5-day deadline for acknowledging these reports, the real battle is yet to come. The stage is set, but the date for this pivotal hearing, which will determine the very path of justice in this case, is still being scheduled. Stay tuned as the court prepares to delve into the mind of the defendant. A fast-moving response by deputies in Lapeer County led to the arrest of a 19-year-old man following reports of suspicious activity in North Branch. Authorities say 911 was called Thursday afternoon about a man loitering at an apartment complex, where deputies made contact with Dylan Blackmer in a parking lot and discovered he was carrying a concealed handgun. When deputies attempted to take Blackmer into custody, he fled on foot, prompting a short pursuit. He was quickly apprehended before reaching nearby businesses. Investigators later determined the 9mm handgun in his possession had been stolen from another county. Blackmer now faces several charges, including possession of a stolen firearm, carrying a concealed weapon, and resisting arrest. He was arraigned Friday and remains in Lapeer County Jail on $30,000 bond, with a probable cause hearing scheduled for early April. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
Are you thinking about a new home, ready to refinance, or planning a major renovation? Hi, this is Heather Drabeck, mortgage lender at Thumb Bank and Trust. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we have the mortgage and home equity solutions to help you move forward with confidence. We offer fixed-rate home loans, construction loans, and refinancing options to fit your goals and your budget. Our team takes the time to understand your plans, and we guide you through the process every step of the way. Need funds for home improvements or repairs? Our home equity and home equity lines of credit can provide the flexibility you need to tackle projects, big or small. With local lending decisions and personal service, Thumb Bank and Trust is here to make financing your home simple. Stop by one of our branches or visit thumb.bank to learn more. Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895.
Heather Drabeck, NMLS number 758504. Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462637. An equal housing lender and member FDIC. Loans are subject to credit approval.
And we're back with a look at more news. The Interior Department announced it will reimburse Total Energies approximately $928 million for offshore wind leases in federal waters off the coast of New York and North Carolina. The move effectively cancels the planned wind projects as the energy giant shifts its strategic focus. Under the agreement, Total Energies is committed to redirecting that capital into domestic oil and gas projects, specifically in Texas. This shift reflects a broader change in federal energy priorities toward traditional fossil fuel production amid global energy market volatility. And the healthcare company Roche has launched the Cobas MPXE assay, a new test capable of detecting HIV, hepatitis B, C, and E simultaneously. The test is intended to safeguard the global blood supply by streamlining donor screening. By consolidating four major viral targets in a single workflow, the assay increases laboratory efficiency and reduces costs. The launch is particularly significant for hepatitis E screening, which accounts for approximately 70,000 deaths annually worldwide. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Thumb Bank and Trust. Community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. And Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home.
It's the Ashley Anniversary Sale, celebrating over 80 years of making homes great. Take up to 25% off store-wide for a limited time. We have hot buys you don't want to miss. We're talking Hot Buy Power Reclining Furniture, a Hot Buy Queen Bed Frame for $399, and be sure to check out our floor model specials that are priced to go. Plus, take up to 40% off accessories. Ashley started as a small operation specializing in wooden occasional furniture. Now more than 80 years later, we offer everything to transform your space. Bedroom sets, dining sets, recliners, sofas, love seats, sectionals, lift chairs, and more. Plus, Ashley has a full sleep gallery stocked with all major mattress brands. And you can make your upgrade more affordable than ever with no interest until 2031. Ask us how. Shop the Ashley Anniversary Sale going on now at Ashley and Bad Axe. Exclusions apply. Ashley and Bad Axe is locally owned and operated.
This is Vern Ryman. Quality furniture, mattresses, floor covering, and window treatments at an affordable price is what makes Ashley Home Store number one. Put my 57 years of experience to work for you. Just ask for Vern.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.